You're listening to the Lovish Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. Each week, I'm going to help you to develop the belief and strategy necessary to make an immediate impact on the world by deep diving into topics like mental wellness, faith, relationships, and you guessed it, love. I should mention before we hop into the show, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. You ready? Let's get it. Welcome back for another episode of the Lovish Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. How are you doing? What is in your mug this week, honey? We have the girl boss mug hanging around. A little ASMR here for you. Do you watch ASMR stuff? I'm not gonna lie, I do, and I kind of enjoy it. I don't necessarily enjoy mouth sounds, but I enjoy the rest of the stuff. And there is actual research behind ASMR to show that it literally helps to relax people. But anyway, what's in my mug this week is a regular schmegula degula caramel coffee because our schedule is a little bit wonky today. So we didn't have time to do like a fancy drink, and that's perfectly fine because regular smegula degula coffee is still coffee and it be hitting on the days it needs to hit. You feel me? Okay. Mentally, I am feeling really good. Physically, whoo child, that is a mix because my cousin and I are doing the 40 hard challenge. And I don't know if you ever heard of that. If you heard of 75 hard, 40 hard is a scaled down version of 75 hard. But let's be clear, 40 hard is still hard. Okay. Anywho, let's get into it. Let's just dive right on into today's episode. This episode came about because you guys requested it, and I love that for us. I love the way that our community operates. I want to invite you to join the Abundant Life Society for the free if you're looking for a community space. However, this suggestion came from Instagram fam, but also the Abundant Life Society, but more of you voted over on my Instagram. And again, love that for us. I had done a podcast episode a couple weeks ago about making friends as a grown woman, and that one got a good amount of views. So I said, okay, let's double back on the topic because it seems like you guys want to talk about friendships. And this is what came up: maintaining a friendship as an ambitious powerhouse, that's you, sis, that's you, with a busy schedule. Let's just take a second here. Do you remember last year, at the beginning of last year, you saw your friend at that wedding and, you know, y'all kind of acted a fool at the wedding. Y'all easily flowed and got right back into the rhythm of your friendship. And then you promised each other that you would get together more often. You would talk more often. You would really do a much better job of keeping in touch. And no lie, you really, 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 really love her. Okay. Like, that's your home girl. And you cannot believe, with the way that the world is today, that she's still the same OG. The time that you guys spent together at the wedding was so fun, and it really touched your heart, and it was like a breath of fresh air. But you know, we got to keep it a hundo on the podcast, right? It's been a year, boo. It's been a year, and you still haven't called her. You still haven't texted her. Y'all still haven't gotten together. And it's okay, because we don't do shame over here, okay? But y'all had text immediately following the wedding. And then y'all were like, yeah, girl, it was fun. And then you kind of followed up on some of the conversation that came up during your time kicking it. And then, you know, life came in, and slowly but surely, as the month progressed and life got busy, your messaging just kind of fell off into the abyss. and you're looking at her Instagram page and you like, oh, I miss my boo. A year ago, we said we were going to do better. 2 years ago, we said we were going to do better. And now you realize how much time has gone by. You wonder how it's actually possible that those people go on those trips and they always seem to be extremely busy, but never short on time for their friends. And the truth is that they make the time. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about how to cultivate strong friendships, even when your life is very busy, even when you got two jobs, even when you a wife, even when you a mama, even when you up for that promotion, even when you working a bunch of hours, which girl, come on, scale back, honey. You know your legs be hurting and your back be aching because you be doing too much. Scale it on back. Hey, aren't you tired of running around like a chicken with your head cut off? How many times have you promised to do better with your wellness routines only to let life get on top of you again? I want to invite you to pause and pour by downloading my app, The Lavish Haven, your sanctuary for cultivating daily wellness. It's completely free to use. You'll start with our pause and pour quiz and then access our signature daily and weekly wellness trackers, mood playlists, elevated emotions collections, scripture-based guided audios, and so much more. Hit the link below to start today. Let's talk about the reason friendship still matters, okay? Because I know some of y'all be like, huh, this is why I don't ask nobody for help. Huh, this is why I don't talk to nobody. Huh, everybody be pulling on me, but I ain't got nobody to pull on. Huh. Insert every type of excuse that you have for living life on your own. The truth is, some of y'all are struggling mentally with carrying so much right now. And I'm not going to say this to bring up shame, but it's just the truth. You're struggling so much with carrying all that you're carrying because you don't have any friends. Or because the friends that you have, you don't really do a great job keeping in contact with those friends. You just need regular interactions with people. You need friends who can boost your mood when it feels like you've got nothing left. When you have completely emptied the clip, we need to refill it, you know? And so you need people to remind you of just how amazing you are. I remember having a conversation with somebody recently who is very introverted and stuck in her head on a lot. Nine time out you, girl. I'm finna get up out your business, but I'm just saying. She's stuck in patterns of overthinking a lot. And this false narrative about who she is and how she's doing in life in terms of like progress and success, because you know, we have our own definitions, versions, visions, how we want and what we want to achieve. And so she felt like she wasn't really doing that well. And this false narrative was just continuously playing and playing and playing and playing and playing in her head. And I sat there and I listened when she talked. And then one by one, we knocked every single false narrative down. How do we do that? Well, every time she brought up a situation, I brought up the truth of the matter. So let's say if she's like, I struggle with focus. I'm like, but you just wrote a whole book. How you struggle with focus, babe? I'm not really doing well at work. You just got a promotion. How you not doing well at work? They're recognizing your efforts. So really, just taking the time to hold up a mirror and say, actually, take a look. This is what you're doing for real. Those are narratives and intrusive thoughts that are negative and dragging you down. So I spoke on the things that she had accomplished in her life that proved that her thought process was completely untrue. And that's why we need people, because sometimes all it takes is a look in the mirror to know, hey, I'm actually doing a little bit better than I thought I was. That's why when you are on a weight loss journey, they tell you take pictures, because the scale might get on your nerves. It might just get on your nerves, right? The measuring tape is really good, but sometimes that might get on your nerves too. But if you look at progress pictures, then you can actually see how far you've come and the differences in your body. And it might be a little bit hard or challenging to accept, like, wow, but it's because sometimes you build a muscle, you release the fat and you build a muscle. And that's why the skin looking like it's looking, but the pictures show us the truth. So sometimes we need a mirror and we need someone to hold up a mirror and show us exactly who we are. And it just takes looking in the mirror to shift your perspective. Sometimes you're just a little bit too worn down in life to be your own mirror. And so that's why we need friends who will do it for us. And for all my black nerds, shout out to us out here, who need stats on how friendships really improve life, I got you. Don't even trip. According to Harvard Medical School, friendships can lower the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes. According to the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, friendships can boost your self-esteem, aka when your friends be gassing you up. Go off. Yes, honey. Yes, period. Boost the self-esteem. Mm-hmm. According to the University of Michigan, there's an increase in happiness because you have a strong sense of belonging when you have friends. According to the Mayo Clinic, it improves mental health. And according to psychiatry, interpersonal and biological processes, it reduces stress and anxiety. So tell me again, you don't need nobody. It's a lie. It's a lie, sis. It's a lie. Okay. But nevertheless, let's talk about how to manage your friendships with busy lives. Now, this next thing I'm going to say is cliche, but it's true. Okay. You got to be intentional. That's the basis for everything that we're going to talk about next. Intentionality. You know how you are dating and then you like, I wonder if he like me. I wonder if she like me. Because I recognize we got some guys that watch the show too. Hi. I wonder if he like me. I wonder if she like me. I wonder. And then you got that one friend that be like, girl, if he wanted to, he would. Bro, if she wanted to, she would. It's the exact same thing. If you wanted to reach out and hang out with a friend, you would. If she wanted to, she would. And we don't do half-hearted, lopsided friendships over here. And we also don't do friendships, quotation mark, that make us feel unsafe emotionally. We need emotional safety. We need safe spaces to be ourselves. So let's talk about three ways to manage friendships when your life is busy. Number one, I want you to understand your priorities. What season of life are you in? You know, we talk about seasons all the time over on the podcast, and it's just facts, right? You have to understand what season of life you're in. What is required of you in this particular season? What do you actually have the capacity for? Now, when you think about this, I want you to be honest in your assessment, okay? I don't want you to overplan. I don't want you to overcommit with what you can actually handle, because some of the busiest seasons of life, they still need time for friendships. Remember we talked about that experience with your homegirl that you linked up with and it felt like a breath of fresh air? In our busiest seasons, sometimes we got to come up for air, and that's the only way we survive, right? If you think about swimming a long distance, you've got to continuously come up for bursts of air so that you can make the full journey. And it's the exact same thing. So when I'm talking to people about schedules and routines, I always tell them to make sure that you leave white space and make sure that you leave space for flexibility. Why? Because you need to make sure that your functioning is optimal. Not on 10, not at a 1. We need to be right in the middle at our optimal levels of functioning. And I have a very quick mini training over on my Instagram channel that you can watch to learn more about optimal levels of functioning so that you don't burn out in the process of birthing something new. So the white space is space where anything goes based on your mood. And the flex space is flexibility that you have about getting work or things done and the timeline that it happens on. So for example, there's flexibility about when I record this podcast episode, but not that it has to be done. There has to be flexibility there. And in my schedule, there are top priorities, but then there's like a bonus list where it's like, oh girl, if you get to that, baby, you are killing it today. And then there's white space. Because if I feel like powering through some tasks, if I have enough energy, I'll do it. But if I don't, If I end up on a phone with my homegirl for that time, cool. Because that is building into and pouring up is productive for my mental wellness, okay, and my relationships. So building in the white space for anything goes based on the mood. It could be you want to take a nap there. And that nap is what helps you power and finish the flex time. So maybe you had a loose plan of doing something at 2 o'clock, but you're tired. So you take that white space and you sleep, whatever, and then you go and work on your flex time to finish whatever it was that you started. Learn to accept the phase of life that you're in and don't apologize for it. I have some friends who don't have kids right now or who have older kids. And one thing about being my friend, you have to understand that my kids come first. Caring for my kids come first. And so regardless of what season of life we're in, I may not be able to hang out with you as much as you have free time because you don't have kids. If I can't get a babysitter or if I can't get away from my kids because of events or something like that, well, then you're just going to have to be understanding if you want this friendship to work. So my kids come first, but at the same time, I am extremely intentional about loving on my friends really hard and letting them know how much I care about them. And I try to do it in all ways, in acts of love and gifts and words of affirmation and quality time. I'm talking about, I be trying to bink, 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 hit them, all the love languages, just so that they know that they're loved. But this leads me to tip number two. Quality over quantity. If you can only get together once a month, make it the best once a month ever. If you can only get together once a year, make it the best once a year ever. Find activities that you both love where you can enjoy the experience and you can be fully present and live in the moment. This can be one thing or it can be half a day. It can be a one-on-one thing, or you can invite people to come with you. It's totally up to you and your homegirl and how you want things to flow. But the important thing is to do it, to get it on a schedule and to just do it. You have to be intentional if this is somebody that you actually care about. Again, I want to go back to think about when you were dating. When you were dating, you were really intentional about scheduling time, following up with that person, like making sure that you established your place in that person's life. And so you have to do the exact same things for your friendships. If you have a take your daughter to school, back to school shopping day, and your daughter doesn't mind and you don't mind, maybe, you know, you invite that friend that's in town and she absolutely loves shopping. Maybe she meets you both at the mall and you have a good time and you shop together and maybe you drop little sugar off when you're done and you finish kicking it with your homegirl. Or maybe you invite her back to your house for dinner. Literally, just think about stepping outside of your comfort zone and getting creative. Look on Groupon or whatever app folks are using these days in order to find random activities to do. Or if you and your friend are couch potatoes, be the best couch potatoes ever, okay? Be the couch potato. find a good movie, find a good series to jump into and start together. And then maybe that's a way that you can maintain the friendship even after. You watch a couple episodes while you're there together, and then you guys just keep it going and you text each other, comment, you know, commentary about the movie and everything. Literally be creative. One of my friends and I do Storygraph, which is a book reading app, to read books together. And then we plan to talk about them. Like, we plan a time to talk about them together. We leave like general book comments, but we are very intentional about that, planning to chat about the book, because sometimes the comments just don't be enough. We just got more to say. We have more thoughts, okay? Don't feel bad because you only hang out with them once a year. And stop apologizing for not texting somebody daily, or even for the delay in text. Life be lifing. And we are not 12-year-olds with nothing to do but chores and the ability to text. You are a fully functioning grown adult with full adult responsibilities, and safety and friendships, or high quality friendships for that matter, don't require strict rules. They don't hold you to what feels like impossible rules and standards. And that leads me to tip number three, boundaries and expectations. And let's be for real. Do I even have to say this? Like, is this something I have to say? Okay, I'm gonna say it. Boundaries and expectations should be clear around your schedule and around the relationship. If somebody doesn't have the grace or the capacity to understand what you have going on in life, they just might not be the person to KIT. Okay, that's a little throwback. We used to write on the back of the pictures, KIT, keep in touch. I know you feel me, and I know you already knew what that meant before I explained it, okay? Because we here. But they may not be the person to keep in touch with if they don't understand that life happens and things come up. And you also have to be understanding. Don't lead people on about what's actually possible for you. Be as clear as possible in your communication. And if something seems off, talk about it. Talk about it. Bring it to the light. Say how you feel. Say what the thing is. Why are we holding back? Why are we holding back? We're not going to hold back, because this is not going to get us high quality friendships, high quality relationships that pour into us and reduce our stress and reduce our risk of chronic illness and boost our moods. We're not going to get that if we're holding back, because holding back leads us to maybe some drama or no friends at all, right? So the last thing I want to talk to you about today is creative ways to stay connected. I want you to consider developing your own personal rituals with your friends. And when you think rituals, think small but easy things to maintain. One thing that I think, which is like super simple that a lot of us do, sending reels back and forth. There's a lot of days, or TikToks back and forth, or YouTube shorts. There's a lot of days that you might not talk to people, right? You may not have much to say, but if y'all know each other, like you think you know each other, y'all can send reels back and forth on point that are just gonna hit. And you may not even say words. You may just have reactions to the reels, right? And then that person might be busy and maybe don't get back to you right away. But when they do, here comes the response. Ha ha ha. Girl, I was thinking the same thing. Oh my God, this is so true. Blah, blah, blah. That's like a small ritual and a small way to like pour into the relationship. And one friend and I have a Snapchat streak that is currently on 2,293 days. Now stop playing with me, because I know don't nobody got no streak that go longer than that. We need some sort of prize, okay? We need a prize. I'm just saying, Snapchat, if you're watching, we need a prize, because we have had babies. We've gone through tragedies. We've both moved a couple of times. Like, we've had so much happen, yet we kept the streak going. And it's nice because it is our simple way to check in with each other every single day. Whether we talk after that or not, doesn't really matter, because it's our way to say we're thinking of each other. And I would say that at least at minimum once a week, we talk after we send the snap. another friend and I, again, read books together. And it's a never-ending loop of reading books. So we use Storygraph to log our thoughts on the book. But I pick a book, and then she picks a book. I pick a book, she pick a book. I pick a book, she pick a book. I pick a book. Okay. But when you're thinking about small, manageable rituals, that's what I want you to think about. Something that is still an investment in the relationship, but doesn't require you to be on all the time. It doesn't feel like another hefty task. Another idea, virtual parties if you don't live near somebody. One friend and I have a tradition of scheduling a video call where we just link up and we catch up every few months. And it's simple. There's no agenda and it works for us. And we could be on the call for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You never know. And it doesn't matter because we're just enjoying the experience. And then another friend and I do virtual movie nights because she lives in a different state. And with the way streaming services have things like group watch, it makes it super easy for us to have movie nights. And we might even go to the store and grab the same type of snacks. So it literally feels like we're sharing as we're watching a movie. Another idea is celebration brunches or dinner. When I became Dr. Hood, my boo Lana took me to Restoration Hardware for a celebration brunch. And then we just spent the rest of the day hanging out. On several occasions, I have taken friends out for surprise dinners or brunches to celebrate their accomplishments or promotions. And I distinctly remember when I moved, one of my friends sent me a surprise edible arrangement basket. Another one, when I became Dr. Hood, one of them sent me flowers. And it's like people who don't necessarily live where I live, but show appreciation in the best way that they can. Maybe they even, oh, I have this one friend that randomly sends me gift cards. Shout out to you, Portia. Shout out to you, boo. She be randomly sending me gift cards. And I know I don't do it as much as her, but I try to keep up. But sis just be like, And I appreciate it so much because it's truly a way to show that you love someone and that you're thinking about them. So get really creative in how you manage your schedule and how you manage your time.
It's time to talk about what I've been loving. Product recommendations, shout outs to family and friends, and overall gratitude. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to another What I've Been Loving. This week's What I've Been Loving is...
another ASMR.
I'm just kidding. I've been loving these White Barn candles, but specifically the Peach Bellini from Bath and Body Works. Did y'all catch they sale? Because I did. I'd be stalking. Literally, I'd be stalking for their candles. Anywho, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I would love if you have a suggested episode or something that you want me to talk about, you would leave it in a comment down below and I'll do my best to record a podcast episode for you or to just address your question or your comment. And if you enjoyed today's episode, share the love, share with your mama, share with your auntie, share with your best friend, and then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you this week. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.